Welcome to Between Two Worlds. My name is Derek White Sky Cloud, and I am a work as a psychic medium. And I'm here to share with you about the work that I do. The work that I do, well, there is a lot from a lot of people out there who actually deal with issues regarding making contact with loved ones and those who are in need of help from the other side. And so this is what I do. I make contact with those who are there. And I've been doing this for a lot of years. And I've also had my radio show on another radio show on the AM up here in Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada. And I'm still doing it now to this day. Not in the same radio show, but I'd like to thank the radio station, BBSradio.com, for taking me on and taking a chance and see what I can do for everybody. Now, if anybody wants to have any call-ins, they want to get a quick read about themselves, they can ask a question. Our phone number, toll-free phone number, is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. I'm also set up on the mediums and paranormal research with White Sky Cloud. I'm under the paltalk.com. So if any of you have people there actually who do have Paltalk, I'm actually set up in there under the public room, which is the mediums paranormal research with White Sky Cloud. Those of you who want to come on and conversate back and forth or ask a question, you're more than welcome to. For those of you who wish to call in and ask a question, you're more than welcome to, and I'll be ready for you and see what I can do. Now, the work that I have done for many, many years, I've practiced the gifts that I've had for a long time, and I try to do as precise as possible. I even try and come through with the name of the family member. If by some chance they come through that name, please answer yes or no. I don't try to feed it from you. It's not necessary. I would rather tell you what I get. And all you need to do is say yes or no, agree, or if you want to enlighten me about the answer, if it makes any sense to you, go right ahead.
We have a caller. Would you like me to put the caller on?
Sure, put a caller on.
You got it. Now, I can let you know about a caller like this or through a beep like this. How would you like me to do it?
I like that sound.
You like the beep?
Okay. Yeah.
Whenever you hear the beep, there'll be a caller on within the 5 seconds.
I'll have
this caller on in 5 seconds.
Sounds good. Is there a caller on right now? No?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
I have a question for you.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Vicky.
Nice meeting you, Vicky.
Nice to meet you, too. I just discovered this whole radio fantastic series of programs and decided I'd call you.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome for joining us, and I hope I'm able to help you.
Well,
what kind of question do you want to ask me?
You know, it's interesting. I've been thinking about life purpose and people's life purposes and thinking about my own, and in conjunction with that, thinking about the death of my son in 2001, and just wondering about the connection between us and whether that has anything to do with both of our life purposes.
Okay. Did your son pass away around, I'd say, around 13 to 14 years of age?
No, he was 20.
About 20? Okay. He shows himself a little bit younger to me. Like, he looks at it and acts as if he's a lot younger than he is. But he probably acts like a 13, 14-year-old. He just likes to have fun.
Yeah. In fact, when I dream about him, I often dream about him at that age.
At that age, okay. That's probably because what's happening is that he's showing himself that way because he's, the part that he's coming forward to is he wants you to remember him as a fun child, as a happy child, as one who likes to play jokes and around, not as a child who was tormented and dealing with issues in the future when you start becoming a young adult.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that, I'm not saying he's dealing with tormenting all of his life, but he's right now very at peace with himself.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay. He's not angry. I tell you this right now, he's not angry. But he keeps on telling me, he keeps saying, Mom, Mom, I'm okay, I'm okay.
You know,
he's also let me know that you need to also not let yourself step back and think that you can't make it any longer without him.
Okay.
Okay? Because sometimes we do have mothers have a tendency that once their child, or if you lose a child in the family, that the mothers have a tendency of giving up on themselves, thinking they're not good enough, or they think it's their fault that
right.
they cannot continue.
Okay.
Or what did they do wrong as a mother? Your
yeah.
son is telling me you did nothing wrong to him to make him feel that you should be any worse than what it is.
Well,
there was never anything worse. You did everything you could do for him. You loved him. You cared for him. And that is what he wants to express himself back to you.
Well, you know, we do communicate with each other through electronic voice phenomena.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering about that in regard to life purpose.
Well, let's put it this way. Do you like to do EVPs a lot to see if he's still around?
Initially, yes.
Because
now
what you're doing
evolved.
Is almost like a seance.
Pardon?
It's almost like a seance.
Initially, yeah, but now it's more...
Find out if he's still there.
More of a life purpose type thing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will say this. He's around you as often as you need him. But
yeah.
you can't always keep him to you all the time.
Yes, he is.
He's got to spiritually grow himself.
Yes.
Right? Now, I want to say this. He shows me a bike, either it's a bike or a motorcycle. He shows me this.
His best friend, whom he died with, was a motorcycle rider.
Okay. Now, did he die on a motorcycle?
No.
Okay,
they both
died
together, but not on a motorcycle.
Okay, but his friend died of a motorcycle accident.
No, he didn't have a friend who died of a motorcycle accident. He and his friend died kayaking, but his friend was a motorcycle rider and a
but, okay.
dash or a
I feel what's weapon. Happened is that what he's doing, like the phones are really difficult. I like to see. I like it when I'm with right in front of you.
Yeah.
I want to say that he always has a fondness or did have a very strong fondness for motorcycles. Not the big fat ones. I'm talking about the smaller ones.
Oh, okay.
Like, not a stunt rider, but more like just having fun.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That sounds a whole lot like his friend, and not like him.
Yeah, but I think because this basically what he's doing, he's showing a lot of the fondness of being who he is.
Uh-huh.
You know, like he's got a lot of fond memories of what he wanted to do or had
uh-huh.
done.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to say that he actually does that in spirit.
Oh,
he has
good.
Got a little motorcycle.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Jim
but he keeps going back and
that.
Forth from a regular bicycle to a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
So, like, these are the two things that he enjoys. One of the two things he enjoys.
That's great.
I don't feel that he actually drowned, not specifically as in drowning.
Uh-huh.
I think he actually dealt with what you call a head concussion or an area of being hurt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It wasn't as much the drowning. I think he got the thud and then... passing eventually,
okay.
but not the way you expect it to be.
Uh-huh.
He shows me just what you call a quick expression of how he lived his life.
Just like a head concussion or something.
Yeah. But he was unconscious and gone.
And his friend? Because they were together.
With him?
Yeah.
Did he survive this or did he live with this?
No. They both died. We
both
never
died.
Found their bodies.
Are these two separate kayaks?
Yes.
Okay. He's with his friend, but not all the time.
Yeah.
Okay? He's back and forth, but not always with him.
Uh-huh.
I don't see his friend like here I am. You know, they're
yeah.
just, he's actually spending a lot of time with his family.
Uh-huh.
Now, you have a daughter?
No, I have no other children.
Okay. He shows me a female next to him, so I think either your son had talked about having a girlfriend. Because I'm seeing a female next to him.
Oh, okay. Well, he does talk about a young girl called Tara.
Okay.
I don't know if that's who he's with.
That has passed?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's got a female next to him. That's why I was asking if he had a daughter. Because he keeps bringing up this girl. Like, he's got her next standing next to him.
Okay.
How is she related to you, or how is she related to him? Is it like did she pass away before him?
She passed a couple years after he did in a a car accident, and I met the mother after she passed.
Okay. Because he's showing himself to me with this girl.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, and that I think she's just basically, what he's doing is, if you haven't said this to his mom, or to her mom, let her know that she's okay and that she's with your son.
Oh, yes, she has actually come through on EVP, too.
Yeah, because she... Now, I want to say that his strongest energy... Did you actually give up all his clothes?
No. His socks I threw out.
Pardon?
I threw his socks out.
Okay, you have to let all his clothes go.
I do?
Keep the jersey.
Keep the jersey?
Yes.
Okay.
You can keep the jersey, but everything else has to go. You need to let some of him go now.
Does he say why?
It's like saying you don't have to hang on to the room. You don't have to hang on to everything that represents him. Just hang on to the memories and his photographs, you know, certain things that remind you of.
Okay.
You don't have to hang on to all of his clothes.
Okay.
That's not necessary.
Okay.
Just the jersey, because he has this one jersey that he wears or has around him that he actually is, I guess it gets called, his energy is the strongest.
Yeah.
And that's where he has that connection to you, that way.
Okay. I think I know what he's talking about.
Sorry?
I know what he's talking about.
Okay. Okay. That makes good then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's nice talking to you then.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. It's interesting how people, how they leave their lives in this world. We always look at it somehow, whether it's through a traumatic situation. And yes, it's very hard to lose a loved one. I know what that's like. It's, you know, you could be the best medium in the world, and when you have a family member that actually has dealt with a near-death experience or trauma or, you know, it's not as easy as most people think. They think, okay, you can just deal with it because, okay, you're a medium and you don't have to show any expressional feelings of tears and sorrow and saying, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And, you know, we're just human. We are just like everybody else. We're only human. And I'll give you an example. My wife, last October, dealt with a bilateral breast mastectomy. She had breast cancer. But for years and years and years, she kept on having pain and problems with her ribs. And she always in pain. And she could never sit up correctly. And always, she's had this problem since she was a little girl. But yet, as she was getting older, her breasts would also begin to form larger. And because as you get older, we start to fill out in different places that we don't want to see. But these things do happen. But as time goes by, she kept, through the years, she kept on saying, you know, I wish I didn't have these breasts because they're always a problem. And, well, that time happened where she ended up getting breast cancer. And even though I was very upset and angry about it, her having breast cancer, the funny thing about her, she has the greatest of humor. My wife, I love her so much. But she says, I can hardly wait to get them off my chest. And instead of having just the one breast removed, she had both removed. And after she recovered, she's clean of all cancer now. She's through strong prayers and asking God for help. I dedicatingly told God, I gave him an alternative. I told him I was angry. You know, mediums are like that. I was angry. You know, if you take her from me, I'm not going to work again. I gave him an alternative. I was really upset that one time. And I guess because I wanted, you know, we all go through that same feeling. You know, you start going through the bargaining system. And but it's like, these are all tests for all of us. And I decided to say, you know, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to make it work. And my wife, she had the surgery, and I tried to be positive about it. And she said that she's still mourning of the loss of her breast, but not like most women would do. And I feel sad for all the women out there that, you know, I know what it's like to deal with issues like this, of dealing with cancer or, loss of family members. It is difficult, but we try to endeavor. And then through history, as time goes by, as we get older, we we tend to get a whole lot better at what we do and become stronger. And we also use this as part of our knowledge, as part of our teaching tool. And this is what I can do for try to do for people and try to give them that positive way of thinking. You know, you don't have to give up. You can try to fulfill your dream, fulfill your life as much as you possibly can. And I feel very strongly that their success will actually happen. There are a lot of people out there who, even to this day, have tried to, I guess you'd say, try to become, they want, they, everybody out there right now today wants to be a psychic or hack, actually hoping that they can, they have the same feelings, or some of them really don't understand if they're actually, if they are psychic enough, or, you know, well, we're all psychic in our own special way. And yes, I've heard this for many, many years from a lot of people saying, well, you know, if you don't have it from the beginning of birth or youth, then you're not going to be as, you know, you have to have all these years and years and years of experience. Well, you know what? It doesn't count, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the amount of experience. We go by experience on how we live our life. And if spirit wants to get in front of you and tell you that you're going to become a professional medium or become a psychic or become a healer or become someone very special that works in a radio station like this, no matter what you follow, that's what's important, is because you follow your dream, and that's basically what life is all about, is following your dream. And even, for example, these new friends that I've made in this business and radio, I'd like to thank Donald and Doug for inviting me to be part of this radio show on bbsradio.com, because what I was able to do is to bring forth again what I had left behind in the previous radio show when you're called Between Two Worlds. And basically what this purpose means is that we communicate between two worlds. And I've been so blessed by having to have people like Doug and Donald for making new friends in this business. And I look forward to doing even more. And also with Between Two Worlds, its purpose is to talk about your spiritual journey. It's what it really is. And then I've written a book called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud, and it's on my website. And if anyone's actually interested in purchasing this book, I sell it for $20 plus shipping and handling. This a lot. I took about 6 years to do the writings, which are all channeled writings, and it took me about 6 months to make this book, to put it together. It's self-published. The reason why I self-published it, because a lot of editors out there tend to try to edit your words the way they feel it should be written. In the meantime, it doesn't make any the same way of the same way that you want to read a book, because it's their way of thinking that they think is the way it should be written. So what I've done is my wife and my daughter, who's also a journalist. Thank God I have a journalist in the family. Both of them actually did my editing in the book, and they did a phenomenal job, and I really thank them very much for helping me put this book together. I'm working on a second book called The Spiritual Awakenings with White Sky Cloud. Now, this one is also all to do with how to recognize your darkness from light, or how to recognize the difference between what you think is darkness or your ill feelings from light. And people have a tendency of putting themselves through a situation that they cannot handle. At times they're not too sure why they're having vivid dreams, why they're having someone walking through their home, why there's knocking on the walls, why there's actually lights flashing on and off, why the TV goes on and off, why even the stereo goes on and off. People get messages many, many different ways, and that's because there's family relatives that are trying to get through, and they will use electrical appliances, because we actually have an electronic energy in our own body. Basically, we are full of energy. So many of us have that ability to motivate things when we're in spirit, because our energies are much higher than we are in this dimension, as far as being in this living world. Now, I'm going to share with you folks, I have about 16 different categories, or 16 different recognitions of things that you can recognize if you're dealing with or wanting to find out if you're psychic enough or if you do have these gifts. And number one that a lot of people always feel that they go through at times is called depression. They don't know why they feel depressed. Well, dealing with depression, it's because we, right now, today, society itself tells you what you can do and what you can't do. And whether it's through governmental, whether it's through radio, whether it's through television, whether it's through newspaper, whether it's through just the people themselves in the street. And we're so influenced by society itself that we need to learn to take and stand on our own 2 feet to express ourselves of who we are and what we want to do. And I've tried not to let the rest of society try to command me or demand me, you know, tell me what I should do or how I should live, unless I need guidance. And society tries their best to you know, bless their hearts, to try to help you so much to let you know that, you know, you can look better this way, you can feel better this way, you can heal better this way. And like I was telling people, if you want to learn how to understand yourself, filter what feels right for you. And my wife has always told me that, to filter what feels right for you. And I've always followed that same belief system, because your heart has to filter what feels right. Also, we also go with what you call feeling self-pity, and because we're always worried about how we should express our feelings. Am I really good enough? What do you think? Do you think I can make it? Do you think I can do this? And am I strong enough? Or am I getting? Or just my imagination? Well, you know, we all have an imagination. We need that imagination. That imagination is important to us because it's based on the artist that's in us. You know, the imagination is the dream. The imagination is what we want. Imagination is how we desire. The imagination is how we become and affect society itself today. The greatest people in the world that use their imagination are the people are like yourselves. We all have great inspiration. When BBS radio became so powerful to the internet, when other radio stations that I work under became so powerful to the internet on the radio waves, it's because they had an inspiration. They had the imagination. They had the desire to see their dreams come true. And this is exactly what we need to look at, is to trust that imagination. Whether you decide to do automatic writing. Now, some of you may have never done automatic writing. Well, there is a way that you can do. For example, sometimes I'd always tell people, if you ever want to, when you do lose a loved one, whether it's mother, father, sister, brother, husband, and wife, write them a letter. Tell them how you feel if you still miss them. If you miss your son, like Vicky, if you miss your son, write him a letter. Tell him how you feel. But also, in response, if you want him to write back to you, now this is the biggest one, if you want him to write back to you, just say, son, can you write back to me? Tell me how you're feeling. Give me those emotional, open up my thoughts, and I'll write those words down. What happens is that you're creating that energy of drawing them, their energy, to you, and you just let your hand flow and let the thoughts come out. That's the imagination, but the imagination is because you're creating the image and allowing the image to come to the surface on paper or as even in pictures. Because even the greatest, like I said before, even the greatest artists use their imagination. That's why we always see so many people become who they are today. It's absolutely phenomenal. Now, what I've also noticed is on this show, you'll start, not just the show, but in society today, we start noticing changes. There's a lot of people coming out of the woodwork now. They all, like I said before, we all want to be in the psychic field. They want to be in the healing field. And you know what? That's a very good thing, because we need to communicate. We need to get along with each other. It's absolutely important. I don't care if one person is a better medium than the other. What's important is we work together. We try not to get ego get in the way, but sometimes we have, because you have to have some ego once in a while to accept the fact that you are good at what you do. But you don't have to go, yeah, I'm good, I guess I'm good, yeah, I'm better than she, I'm better than he. No, we don't do that. We just basically trust our gut feeling, what feels right. Now, sometimes people say, well, how do you know that you're psychic enough? Well, basically the word psychic. A lot of people out there don't know that The word psyche, it's a Greek word, means soul. That means you're basically you're a soul reader. And yet sometimes some places and this world has been abused. The word psychic's been abused so much. You know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. Well, you know, we all have a soul. And we all have a gut feeling, and we all need to trust that. I mean, basically, when we get up in the morning, get out of bed, we trust that. We thank God every day we get on our feet and able to say, oh, I'm still breathing. You know, when there's an 80-year-old man getting up off his bed or 80-year-old woman getting out of her bed, she goes, thank God I'm still alive. Because they're saying, they're thanking God because they're still here so they can still teach. And that's why we need our teachers, and that's important. Now, number three, we also have feeling not good enough. And people always think they're not good enough for whatever type of job you do. Well, you know what? We are good enough for what we do. And it's important for all of us. We need to accept the fact that this is who we are. We have so much to give to the world. And the world needs to give back to all of us. And so we always learn to balance back and forth what's right for us and what's wrong for us. But we still accept these things because they're learning lessons. People always, like, you know, another parts of us that we always feel we think we're not ready. Oh, we have a call coming in. And we'll be ready for that call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Derek.
Hello. How are you?
Fairly middling. How are you?
Good.
All right. I have a question for you.
Yes.
I have recently been having some strange dreams about dark entities basically trying to spirit me away. I think it's telling me to stay within the crowd and not go off on my own, which I do have a tendency to do. However, I'd like to have confirmation of that or your explanation if it's different from mine.
Well, so you're saying, you're basically saying that you have dark entities coming in your dreams.
Yes.
And are they, do you feel they're tormenting you?
Yes.
Okay. When did this start happening?
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay. The house you're living in, is it your home?
No.
Okay, so when was the first time when did you move in?
About 13, 14 months ago.
Okay, 13, 14 months ago.
Yes.
Is this house quite old?
No.
How old is the home?
It's maybe 12 years old.
Okay. What happens sometimes is not always our dreams as we think they are, that they are chasing us or tormenting us or hurting us.
Okay, and these are more like astral traveling than dreams.
Yeah, because what happens is that also, too, if you're, did you say you're astral traveling in dreams?
Yes.
Okay, that's normal. We all astral travel, plane travel.
Yes.
It's what you practice. And if you know very well, it's always will be safe. You'll never come to harm. Because you are, spirit's always guiding you. You have guides that are in your visions and your dreams. They're the ones that are guiding you through. They're the ones that are protecting you. So you already automatically know that they're there. But they're also there to teach you and to teach you lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that most likely if you think these dark entities are in your way or trying to torment you or trying to do harm to you, if they started happening the last few months or last few weeks, it may all to do with possibly the house itself that you've been moved into. Now, did the house feel comfortable when you moved in?
It's an apartment, and yes, it was comfortable, and it's even more comfortable now.
Okay. Most likely what may happen, it may be what I feel out of this, is possibly... Okay. I'm just asking a question of what the spirit's going to tell me here. Okay, they are telling me, I'm asking my guide, they telling me that you're learning lessons right now. You're just going through dream time and learning lessons. And learn to, oh, I see, okay. They're saying, too, that there's going to be a couple of people that you will meet that are going to be almost like that dark entity.
Mm-hmm.
They represent a dark side. They pretend to be someone they're not.
Right.
Okay, so these are just teaching tools from your dream that you're doing, the visions you're going through. It's not specifically the vision that you have inside, but what you will have to deal with on the outside.
I'm just so lucky.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're basically warning you ahead of time that you have two people, possibly three, that would try to manipulate your life, and they would try to manipulate to the point of saying, they're saying be careful and watch closely. They're also saying, too, that, I don't know what the heck, I'm going to stay with this. I got to tell you this right now. You're moving again.
That is not a surprise to me. I move once a year, every year, whether I need it or not.
Yeah, you're moving again. And, like, they're saying, because you, they're saying right now, tell you that you're the enlightened one, one of the enlightened ones. That means that you've been practicing healing techniques, or should be practicing healing techniques, and you have so much philosophy to share it, you need to fulfill that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
I have been told that before, but I don't frankly quite know what to do with it.
Okay. I recommend that you make contact with teachers,
mm-hmm.
people that know the field in your area,
mm-hmm.
and have them share your story. And I feel that if you take a class, even specifically, and I recommend you to do more meditation more often,
mm-hmm.
and to ask your guide to help you through the meditation, because you'll get answers.
Okay.
Now, when I was talking earlier about automatic writing, I feel strongly that you would do better if you decide to sit down and do some automatic writing and talk to, and I want to say talk to Dad. Okay?
Okay.
Did your father pass?
Yeah.
Because your dad tells me here that you need to talk to him. He wants to talk to you. And
no,
he's actually saying these words to you. I'm sorry, but we need to talk.
I'm going to cry again. It always
sorry?
Happens when my dad comes up. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not because of what he's done.
I know.
He's just basically saying, I'm sorry, but we need to talk. He doesn't want to bother you.
I know. And please tell him that I love him and I miss him and I'm always going to love him.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this right now. When anybody says to me, please tell them I love them, why don't you tell them yourself?
He's
with you, not with me.
Oh.
I don't own him. You have him. He's your dad.
Yeah. Okay.
I go kick out of people and say, please tell him or please tell her. And I go, wait a minute here. Tell him yourself.
Okay.
You can tell him yourself. Just say, Dad, I love you.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, and he knows.
All right.
He knows. He's just basically saying he doesn't want to bother you, but he just wants to let you know that he's actually there for you. But he also wants you to talk to him. He wants you to read to write with him.
Okay. Oh, good.
You have a letter to write to your dad because he wants to let you know about how he's feeling and what he wants to do to help you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your dad is also showing me, and I need to say this, your dad's also showing me rosary beads.
Oh, I have them.
Okay?
Yes.
And he says to me, for you to use them when you're writing with him.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love it when I get calls like this, and I'm glad I'm able to help people out this way. This is basically why we do this. And you know, people always say, well, how do you know that if it's the right answer? How do you know if it's the right feeling? Well, you know, you don't always know. We trust what our guides are given guidance. You know, you can't always say, well, I already know because I'm a psychic, or I already know because I'm a medium. Well, not just that. Your guide always tells you. Your guide said to you, this is what we're going to do. And we listen to that, and you just got to trust that gut feeling. And it's good to deal with stuff like this. And I look forward to working with people like you folks all around the world. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun to continue working with this radio show. I'm on every Saturday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And basically this show will be talking about anything and everything that we try to bring up as far as the conversation is concerned. And regarding, say, for example, if you're seeking inner peace, or if you are confused about inner thoughts and emotions, or if it's spirit who's trying to attempt to communicate, basically that's what my life, that's what my work is all about. And having to meet your new guides sometimes, we all talk about spirit guides, we talk about angels, we talk about extraterrestrials. Now, yes, I am a recipient as being abducted as a child. I've been involved in that as a child growing up, so I've been around them. I do talk to extraterrestrials. They are our star brothers and sisters. I know them quite well. I've been taken through the years, and people may think that I sound crazy, but I do have implants in me. I have two of them, but I don't complain saying, oh my God, they're uncomfortable. They're not huge implants, not like something you would see in a TV movie. They're just simple implants that so they can locate you and that they can actually help you. So I actually have a lot of helpers from all different directions. And I also am a shaman and a medicine man in my own way. I've been taught by my elders. I'll give you a bit of my background. I'm Algonquin Cherokee, but mostly I'm Ojibwe. My grandmother's from Bear River up in Nova Scotia in Canada. She was adopted there. And my father's side of family is Austrian and a bit of Polish in the background as well. So we have a combination there. But I didn't really learn too much about my Aboriginal teachings or background until I was about 14 years old, until my grandfather, when he passed away when I was quite young, and then when I found a leather envelope in my mother's trunk that belonged to my grandfather, and there was documents saying that we're actually, people call us half-breeds, but we call ourselves the Métis, which means mixed with Indian blood. And I tried to carry on the cultural program teachings of our people. And I worked as a counselor under Métis Family Services here in Surrey, British Columbia. I worked with Métis Family Services for a year there. And it was a lot of fun doing that. I worked with our own community and worked with foster kids. So I've done a lot of counseling there and helping the community work with our people. So I've done all kinds of work in the community throughout the years. I'm almost hitting 50. So if I have a young, people say, well, you got a young voice or, well, I get a young voice, I get a young voice. But you know, you can try to feel young, stay young, and I don't feel old. I feel pretty good. And I try to keep as active as possible, and I try to help as many people as I possibly can. And I will eventually be traveling across the United States. I want to come down and visit some friends of mine who have other radio shows and that I've made friends with through the last couple of years. And probably come down and visit Doug and Donald as well up in Texas. I'm going to visit everybody down there. I got some friends up in Texas as well. And so I get to travel across a little bit of Canada, United States, and eventually in British Columbia I intend on to do a TV show here, a bit of a TV series. That's in the plans right now. Do a bit of paranormal work. I also work as a paranormal investigator. Some of you don't know. If you don't know what a paranormal investigator is, it's a ghost hunter. Some people out there don't like the word ghost hunter, so I try to call myself and other a paranormal investigator. So I'm not a ghost buster. We don't bust ghosts. You know, we're not going to arrest them and say they did something wrong. We are just people that they're trying to investigate to find out what the causes are in those particular places. And I do go into buildings and try to solve why this person passed away, why they're still grounded here. Some are not. Some just pass right through. And the grounding means that those who have actually passed through a traumatic time period have actually decided to stay and never stepped to the light specifically, so we try to help them through. And everybody has gone through a different way of living and passed different ways. And I try to be as precise as possible to see if I can help the people understand that what their purpose was even in the past. Now, I also do, again, I'll bring this up too, past lives. I also tell people why they're here on this earth, how they've lived and what their purpose was in the past to become that person today. I've done soul retrievals. Won't be able to do soul retrievals on radio. That's a little bit different. You have to be in a local area to be able to do that. If you want to get a professional, if you want to get a full one-hour reading, I do phone-in readings at my own home, or if you want to do phone-in readings, phone me, for example, if you want to get a one-hour reading, I do charge $80 an hour, but doing this radio show, it's a free complimentary read, and basically because I'm promoting myself to the public. And so there's a lot of things out there. And if you want to look up my website is called whiteskycloud.com, www.whiteskycloud.com, WhiteSkyCloud, whiteskycloud.com. My Indian name was Wasisquin. It means one who sees the other side. That's why they gave me this name, and I've been using this name most of my years. I'm very proud of who I am as far as my Aboriginal heritage is concerned, and I like to try and help people as much as possible, like I said before. Now, here's one main question that most people would say if anybody ever wants to go into the field or onto the
field. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Derek.
Yes?
I'm on a cell phone, so hopefully we won't get cut off. I was at the Archangel program for 4 years, and I caught you. It sounded very interesting, and I liked your picture, and I got very good vibes from it. And I wanted to know, both my parents have passed, and if you picked up anything that either of them wanted to tell me at this trying time.
Okay, your first name is?
My full name?
Your first name?
Jema.
Can you spell that for me? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Would it be better if I went in and listened on the air rather than on the cell phone, or do you want me to stay connected?
Oh, we can stay connected. You can just basically just spell me your first name.
Jema. J-A-I-M-A.
Okay, Jema. Okay. That's
Jema.
My name. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, you say your mom and dad passed?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. I'll see when we contact with them. Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Okay. Okay, I want to say this. One's above, one's down below. Did your father, was he buried, and was your mom cremated?
No, my mom was not cremated, but they were buried separately, apart.
Okay. I'm being told one's above and one's down below. That means that one has gone to, I'm not going to say gone to heaven because we're all in heaven. I feel like I want to say I'm above and below. Now, most of the time I've always felt that somebody, wait a minute, you got another, did your dad's brother pass?
Yeah, he's had quite a few brothers pass, yes.
Okay, did he have a brother that actually was cremated? I'm being told there's a man here who was cremated, not buried.
Not that I can think of. I don't know a lot about a certain side of the family that's in Europe, so there could be things I don't know about.
Okay. Now, your dad's on your right, your mother's on your left. Okay?
Okay.
So if you feel that there's somebody nudging your shoulder, you keep on looking to your right side, your dad's, that's your father.
Okay.
Mother's on your left side.
Okay.
Your mother is actually... I want to say, I keep seeing clouds around your mom. That means your mom actually is far, I want to say, far more above your father.
Oh,
but I'm
yes.
not going to say a bad thing
oh,
about
yes.
that. That's just basically your mom. Your mom was what you call a very, I want to say, heavenly woman, but she has an angel connection to her.
Oh, yes.
Okay, does it make any sense at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Your dad is more the other person. Your dad's more like the grounded man.
Yes.
Okay. He believes what he believes, and when he doesn't believe, he doesn't believe.
Correct.
Okay. He what you call, you know, one is white and white, and one is black and black. Your mom is different. Your mom sees everything, and she's, oh, yes, dear, yes, dear, or whatever you say, dear.
That sounds right.
Okay. Your mom
okay.
is around you a lot, and... She's the one, okay, she's the one that's knocking on your door in your house.
That's what the dog barks at, that we never know what it is.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, your mom is the one that's knocking on the door in the house. She doesn't even know that she's there. Okay? Your dad is the one that likes to be in the garden. Your dad likes to be outside more.
Oh, he was an avid gardener. Oh, yes, okay.
Okay. That's him outside a lot. He likes being in there, the flowers and the vegetables and fruits. Like, he's really into everything. And he's also, I want to say, he's also saying rose. but he's bringing up Rose.
Oh, boy. Okay. That's a very, very significant as far as the name of someone is concerned, yes.
Okay. But he's bringing up Rose because Rose is coming forward.
And
okay.
What does he have to say about that?
About them?
About the Rose, yes.
About the Rose?
About
he's
the
just
name.
Showing me the Rose, and he's just like, I want to say, he says, be proud. Just that word. He says, be proud.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this makes any sense. I mean, most people would say
that,
but he's
sense.
Just...
Not necessarily what I wanted to hear, but yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Now, your dad's also showing me a kitten.
Uh-huh.
Have you talked about getting a cat?
No, but we had issues with my dad when he was alive. But we had cats, and he hated them. Maybe he's making an apology. I don't know.
Okay, well, he shows me the kitten, so it means maybe he's changing his attitude about towards animals. Especially the cats, I should say.
Okay.
Okay. Like,
funny.
You have your indoor cats and your outdoor cats?
Well, we
your
do
dad's
have,
got
we
a kitten. He's holding kitten
have,
in his hand.
Okay.
Okay, so he's much more, I want to say, much more softer, and he's a big teddy bear.
So that's good to know. He, because he took one of our kittens for a ride one time out to the country, and the kitten crawled back up in the car in the motor and came home.
Okay, you understand what I'm talking about? That's why he showed the kitten in his hand.
So I'm hoping that he was repentant for that and he's made peace with that. Okay.
Yeah, well, he's dealing with it. So he's got issues with his own karma he's got to deal with.
Yeah, he did. Is he coming along okay in that department?
Oh, yeah, he's dealing with okay. Your dad's more, like I said before, he's grounded. He wants to hang around you.
Yeah, we were very close. Yeah, I feel him.
Yeah, he's, like I said, he's on your right shoulder. When you're sitting down on the computer, looking at the computer, Dad's going, fascinating, fascinating.
Oh, how interesting.
He's in awe of the computer.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Your mom is a bit of a story. Your mom's going, yes, whatever. You know, like your mom likes to, and oh, wait a minute here. Your mom's also showing me the wedding ring.
Uh-huh.
You got it?
Her wedding ring, yes.
You got the wedding ring.
I have her mother's wedding ring, and I wear it all the time.
Okay, because she sold me the wedding ring. So you got that wedding ring.
Yes.
You got, basically this is her mom.
Have hers and her mother's. I have both of them.
Both of them? Okay. Are you wearing one around your neck?
No. I wear it on my middle finger.
Okay, middle finger? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear both of them at the same time around your neck on a piece of gold chain?
No, I've never. I have a daughter that wears a ring around her neck.
Okay, that means that she's acknowledging your daughter then.
Okay.
Okay, she wants to acknowledge her daughter because she talks. But she showed me the one. She just shows me the chain around the neck, with the wedding with a ring around it. So
okay.
That means that's how she wants to acknowledge your daughter then. That's how they do it with the symbols.
Okay.
Okay. She's going to, how old is your daughter?
22.
Is she going back to school?
Yes.
She's
gone back, never
soon?
Left, gone back. she's trying to finish, yes.
Is your daughter going to medical school?
No, I'm the medical person, but I've been trying to talk her into doing something medical. I think she's probably going to end up as in the hospital, maybe as a dietitian, so not medical.
Dietitian? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell her to keep it up because that's what she's supposed to be doing.
Okay, good. That's good to know. I think it's a natural for her.
Yeah.
She wants to work with people with eating disorders.
Yeah. She's going to be fine. She'll pick up and she'll do very, very well. She'll kick butt.
Good. Yeah, she's a feisty kid. Feisty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a feisty kid. She'll be fine. Okay. Well, I hope I've been able to help you.
Oh, yes, it's been very interesting. Especially the kitten and the rose. I just get a really big kick out of that. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're almost close to that time. And we'll just talk a few more minutes here. And like I said, if anybody wants to look me up and look up my website, it's whitesskycloud.com. And I'll give my phone number, too, if you want to give me a call for any phone readings. And like I said, I charge $80 an hour. And if anybody wants any confirmation, it's my area code 604-818-8375, 604-818-8375. Or if you want to call the station regarding the show itself, it's 877-876-5227 or 573-876-3222. Or if you want to make contact with the service itself in person, is 530-876-3223. Well, folks, it's been a pleasure talking to you all on the bbsradio.com. And I look forward to talking to you all next week. And in closing, I would like to say that if anyone ever out there wished to think that they want to be a psychic or get into the psychic field or want to learn or know any questions about the paranormal, they're more than welcome to give me a call or email me. And my email is whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. under yahoo.com, and I look forward to hearing your response. Or you can look up my website at blogandservice.com or bbsradio.com, and you can look under Between Two Worlds under the show, and you'll find out something about me on the editorial page or anything that's on information that's coming up. I do have some radio shows that are coming up in the near future, next week and then the week after. I'll be going on some interviews. They'll be coming up. Just take a look at my schedule and looking forward to hearing you folks. And that's pretty well almost there, almost that time. We got two more minutes, I believe. Okay. Two more minutes. Well, say this. I'm trying to figure something else here to do. When you feel that there's a ghost in your house or someone who's in the house that has presence, and if you hear a knocking on the wall, knocking on the door, lights flashing, or if you feel you're not too sure, or even if there's somebody sitting on the end of the bed, trust me, you got a visitor. But they're not saying that they don't like you. They're just basically saying that they do enjoy having you in their lives. And they could be from the past, and they could be from the present. But it's been a pleasure talking to you all. And it's coming from myself as being Derek White Sky Cloud. It's been a pleasure talking to you all folks on the radio, and looking forward to talking to you again on radio. The show is called Between Two Worlds. It's been a pleasure. And I wish to close her down, and I thank you all for being part of this show, and looking forward to hearing your calls in again next week on Saturday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and I'd like to say goodbye and good evening.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.